shift in your mindset from yesterday to today to make this big push?
Yeah. Good question. I've been playing well. Yesterday I played horribly. I just didn't do anything very well. Hit some really bad shots, and I hit a couple more of those today. Kind of pull hooks with a short iron. So I worked on it last night, ironed out a few kinks. Need to do it again today. But a solid round. I drove the ball really nicely. I put it in play a lot. But again, I hit a couple of those pull hooks with short irons that cost me bogeys. Otherwise, it would have been really special. So hopefully, you know, work on it, get it a little bit better, and drive it like I did today, tomorrow, and hit some better iron shots.
Do you think we got this round in, but do you think that the rain tomorrow is going to make a big difference for you?
Yeah, you know, it depends how much we get, obviously. You know, if it softens things up, the course is playing really good right now. It's firm. The greens are bouncing out. It's in great shape. So hopefully we miss the majority of it and lets us play a good one tomorrow.
When you got to the first green, you had about, 12-footer for birdie? You weren't happy with the result.
No.
What goes on? Because I know you worked on that yesterday. You ironed that out. The putting, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you just missed. Was it a miss three, miss hit? What was it?
Yeah, it was hard to tell if I pushed it there a little bit or if it broke more than what I thought. I had in my mind to start off 3-3. That's where I was going. And when I didn't do that and then hit it in there on the second hole for an eagle and don't make that, you know, it tests your patience a little bit right away. But, you know, I was in a good spot. You know, I hit a lot of good quality shots today. Like I said, I'm picking on the two that I didn't hit very well, but I hit a lot of good shots and gave myself some opportunities, scrambled when I had to, hit a lot of greens, which I haven't been doing.
You moved today, moving day, hey, whatever. But it's hard to do that here, to pick up shots, but it's actually in abundance. You're right. Where you want to be, I would think, going into the final.
Yeah, it was important that the leaders didn't go too far away, and I needed a 4 or 5 under round, and I did it, and I got it. And they helped me out a little bit by not, you know, going low themselves. So tomorrow should be fun. You know, there's a lot of guys with the opportunity to win, and we're on a great golf course, and the weather looks perfect for tomorrow. All right, thanks.
Strick, you hit 14 of 18 greens as well today, which was tops in the field. Just how does that attribute to missing improper spots, having the right mindset, et cetera?
Yeah. You know, I think that round yesterday was a real wake-up call. You know, I'd just been kind of, you know, going out and not thinking a lot and just letting things happen. And then yesterday, like I said, I hit some really poor shots and I'm like, oh, wait a second, you know. So I went back to work on some of the things that I need to do and clean some of those things up for today. And I hit a lot of good shots, missed some in the bad spots, but missed a lot of them, you know, the four greens in the proper spots. So pulled one out of a bunker, which is always a good thing at number 11. So I needed that round like that to get right back in there.
When you talk about fixing things, how much of it's mechanical versus mental?
A little bit of both, because, you know, to be quite honest with you, some of those shots I hit yesterday, I'm like, wow, I haven't hit that kind of shot in a really long time. So then it messes with the mental side of things, you know, either your confidence level. And then I hit a couple more of those today, and it's hard to pull the trigger when you hit it that poorly on those couple of shots. But I did, for the most part. You know, I'm not swinging as freely as I'd like, but, you know, I managed to get it around with a good number.